Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 28th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot cards and asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Two of Cups reversed, the Moon upright, and the Emperor reversed. Let's pull some more cards. The Wheel of Fortune reversed, Ten of Wands reversed, and the Page of Swords upright. So I'm seeing a lot of new ideas coming in. I feel like this surrender to change is finally happening. I feel like you've been trying to love yourself for some time now, that Two of Cups energy. Because it's reversed, I'm kind of sensing that what you've been doing hasn't been on point, right? Maybe it's things that you've been doing that you thought would bring you happiness because they have in the past, right? But I feel like maybe an adjustment to your schedule, an adjustment to the things, to the amount of time spent on things. Maybe sometimes we can kind of schedule things in a certain way. And when we need change, we kind of need to just adapt to it, right? That Wheel of Fortune reverse is kind of that surrender. Just like, you know what? Fine. I'm not in control. I admit it. Let's just go ahead and just surrender. The Emperor reverse, I'm seeing that. This could be somebody in your life, but predominantly I'm seeing that it's probably yourself, this part of yourself that has been kind of ruling you, right? That ego just kind of trying to protect you, right? Trying to make sure you're okay, but it's kind of just infiltrating your whole life and just coloring your entire presence, your present moment with this lack of enjoyment, right? I'm seeing the Moon upright as your subconscious trying to tell you like, hey, this isn't working. Hey, you need to let go of this. Hey, stop replaying that. Hey, we need to adjust and change things. I feel like practicing visualization meditations would be very helpful at this time. That Page of Swords to me is about allowing these new energies just kind of flow in, right? Allow air energy to come in and take away everything that is not in alignment with yourself. The Ten of Wands reverse is about letting go of these burdens, right? So I'm sensing that there's this big relief that's going to happen or has been happening because you've been aligning yourself with where you actually are right now, right? With being patient with yourself and seeing like, hey, what do I need right now? I know I've been doing this and I know I plan to do that, but do I actually want to do this? Do I actually want to do that? I feel like right now it's kind of this big exodus of all of these aspects of yourself that need to go, right? I'm kind of sensing that there's just like a big renewal, a big renovation happening in your life right now in regards to the ways that you love yourself and tend to yourself and give yourself self-care and that which you need. And we have the Knight of Pentacles upright on the back. So this to me is about tending to yourself in a new way, right? Allowing yourself to be seen by yourself right now as you are, right? And asking yourself what you need right now in order to move forward, in order to move ahead. I'm sensing that, yeah, you're on this journey of self-discovery. Because the Moon came up, I'm seeing that things are going to be revealed to you right now, right? Through symbolism, through your dream state. So write down your dreams, see what stands out to you, see what sticks, see what doesn't, see what needs to go. I feel like there's just this big movement of air energy that's coming up, and it's also showing and revealing to yourself like, hey, this isn't working. Hey, this has been here for a while, so it's familiar to you, but maybe it needs to go now, right? Like, it's not working. So I feel like right now you're just being revealed to what can and cannot stay, right? So you can feel balance, so that Two of Cups energy could be upright. So you feel nourished by yourself. On the back, I'm seeing the Four of Swords reversed. So this card to me is about meditating, right? Because it's reversed, maybe you've been putting off meditation for some time. I suggest doing it, right? Do some meditating. I think it's really going to help you. Thank you to that deck. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to hear today? Malkuth, ground, the kingdom, Netzah, right leg, endurance, and Zukloff, angel of verdancy. So I feel like the more you ground into this physical realm, in whatever ways feel good to you, that is going to give you the strength to realize that you are a strong individual, right? Whatever's going on right now, you can handle it. And I feel like it's this growth of new ideas that Zukloff is providing, right? These new ideas that maybe you haven't done things this way before, right? Maybe you haven't. Yeah, I just feel like there's this big rush, this big push in, this almost like wave of energy that's coming in. And it's really going to transform your life in a big way. But all you need to do is surrender everything. Everything that is staining your present moment, right? I feel like you have so many cords right now that are stuck to past, present, future, but it's like not leaving any space for you to really fill the space where you are right now. Wherever you find yourself, look around you. Like, are you actually here right now? Or are you caught up in something else that is not in this physical reality, in this physical moment, right? I feel like the more we tune into that, the more we can tune into new ways that we're growing, new information coming in, and new empowerment, right? Netzah to me is about empowerment, realizing how powerful you are to endure whatever's going on. And Zukloff is here to remind you, like, hey, you are growing, you are verdant. It's just about new ways of growing and being willing to kind of stop watering the seeds of that which you've kind of seen grow and you don't really like what's happening right now. It's kind of time to let those parts of you go, right? I'm kind of seeing that right now. Bina, left eye, knowledge on the back. So I feel like a lot of wisdom is coming in, right? I feel like maybe from your higher self. So maybe meditating with your higher self is going to be really good right now, because they're the ones that have already gone through this, right? They're the ones that, it's your future you, it's your highest version, it's your like ultimate self, right? And I feel like they are asking for you to communicate with them in order to realize what you need to let go of right now, what you need to kind of tune into instead. And I'm going to thank that deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. What does collective need to hear today? Meditate, right? That Four of Swords reverse energy. Spend some time meditating today, right? And if you feel like, oh, I can't meditate, try at least to be very mindful, right? To fill the space where you are with your presence. I feel like that's going to be a good stepping stone into tuning into what meditation is and what it can do for you, right? Especially since you're releasing so much. Clear the past, right? So clear away all those ways that you've been, right? This, I feel like it's clearing the way that you've been for some time that has felt safe for you, even though it's hurting you, right? Be willing to kind of see those parts of yourself and be willing to let them go, to ask for help and letting them go, and to be willing yourself, right? To give yourself permission to be somebody new, to react to this world in a new way. It's okay, right? It's okay to change. And it's a team effort on the back. I'm seeing this as a spirit team card, right? This could also be friends and family members that love you and they're supporting you. But I feel like this is a spirit team kind of effort, right? Like, know that you're not alone in this transformation, in this change. And meditation is really going to help you tune into what you need to let go. Like, it's going to bring to light what you don't know has been happening. Because some things, when they're familiar, they just continue on, and they become a part of our lives, like a given, right? And sometimes, like right now, we need to look at our lives and think and meditate and see, like, hey, is this actually working for me? Like, can this stay? Is this beneficial for me? Like, why am I doing this? Is it actually protecting and guiding me and doing all the things that it's saying it's going to do? Or is it just a coping mechanism of some sort, a defense mechanism? Like, what's going on, right? Ask yourself these questions and you're going to get answers. On the back, I'm seeing the solution card, right? See the solution. So whatever troubles you might have, start to kind of brainstorm these ideas on how you could overcome these troubles. And I feel like once you start brainstorming, you'll start to get more information, because now you're activating that part of you that's saying, hey, how do we solve this? How do we change this? And when the universe hears your calls, hears your questions, it starts to put more energy into that, right? Wherever you put your attention, that's your energy. That's going to grow. So I'm going to thank this deck, and I'm going to thank you as well. Thank you and thank you. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.